Okay, I want to play you something Ian said to me the other day. September 5th, I guess it was yesterday, Labor Day. It just came up. I didn't know this was going to happen. Okay, here we go.
There's a million things, Bob, and that's why it sounds like we're just going ranting and babbling, but we actually have a lot of things to say. We really have much to say, and we are almost limited now because, as you say, the ridiculous question askers and blah, blah, blah. But if you had a real question asker that was asking the right way, we couldn't answer it all anyway. But we have to give it at some level to stage it as we go. But you've gotten way more than anybody else, so that's good. And it's going to increase a little bit because now you have some basis to know. You did not have anything to know by. You know, it was just a big window in J.W.'s house, and he looked out and saw other worlds. Now you have a little more to compare to. See?
You mean because of the 7 years' experience with Ion?
Yeah.
So Ion says there's a lot more they can say. We're not asking the questions to evoke that. And then very different from 7 years ago where I thought, well, Jay, I used to describe how this happened. Well, J.W. walked out in his patio, looked through a window or something, saw other worlds. So I'm thinking people like to ask about themselves, and they don't recognize that knowledge and mortar and all the information out there is part of themselves. That's what McLuhan's saying. What are the media? What are these machines? They're you. So there's lots of questioning one can do about machines, technologies, media, information, anything, anything that's not about you and the fact that you weren't born or got married or didn't or had a job. These are tiny aspects of a you. So if you start thinking of your you as knowing other things or finding out what these other media information patterns are, then you're finding out about yourself. So how do you guys suggest we make a better questioning for Ion on Payday?
Bob, I like the idea of just coming up with some kind of action to do with Ion. Like, one, you can talk to anybody in history. Like, I've been trying to get a phone call to the Orion Star System or just come up with any kind of project that you could do on the air. I think that would be worthwhile and entertaining.
Yeah, that's definitely a good way to do it. Come up with a project. And it's not a revelation of your character. You could be faking a project and using it to cover for something else. Stop being self-conscious about it. Just do something. Mention any topic. But, yeah, that's a good way. Anybody else got a good suggestion?
When you watch all these TV shows, asking on questions, like random topics from a TV program, because you're saying that we're supposed to ask on questions that aren't, like, our own knowledge. Like, TV shows aren't from our own knowledge. They're from the TV show.
No, they are part of you. That's the point. If you're engaging something, it's part of you. I'm just saying, asking little trivial things about, you know, are you going to die? Are you going to get sick? Did I get better? Forget that. Talk about the environment around you, like TV shows that you watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's you.
So when I just said we're limited.
Your questions are limited.
We're not asking.
You're not tapping into what I can talk about.
So they're just waiting for us to ask the right questions so they can say more?
Yep. They have a lot more to say. I get it privately. I get so much I can't even play it. But I know Ion has a lot to say and has said a lot about a lot of things. It just amazes me that nobody even gets near what I do because they don't have any questions. I mean, it's ridiculous not to have 1,000 questions for Ion.
When you ask Ion questions, they answer you things that aren't even related at the moment,
oh, they
but they
seem.
Will be later on.
They may or may not.
Right.
Doesn't matter what they say. You go with it as long as you can, and then you're stuck. Then you go to another topic. And you'll listen to the recording later.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'll probably relate, or certain events. I mean, this is Roxy's experience every week. She didn't have a clue why Ion's answering her questions the way they do, but then within a week or so says, oh, yeah, that means that. And then she finds it actually quite relevant or something she found. Oh, that's why I said that. He knew I'd find that. That used to be having that experience too. Like, if Ion was here right now, what would you ask Ion?
What to do with my mind so I can stare at...
No, not about your fucking mind. Look, see, there you went. You went into yourself. Do not bring up yourself. Okay,
yeah,
if I was here, what would you ask?
No.
I mean, what, are you a nut? Come on. You're not supposed to say my or me or I.
Yeah, I know.
Time Magazine started in 1922. You know, something like that. You say a social fact, a social something. Okay, so Ion's here. What would you ask? He's not here, but, you know, what would you ask with these rules?
Yeah. Can I think about that?
Well, you don't have to think. Just go over to the magazine on the table there, anything that's in your environment, a book, and just say the title of the book. See, it's all around you. Just do it randomly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? So you don't have to think up something.
Right.
It's right there, all the information, all the words. You got a newspaper there? Just take the headline. That's how you got to look at this. That's what I used to do with the Evergreens. I used to watch this different TV shows, one ostensibly about UFOs, but they had all the New Age circuit people on. So every week I'd watch the topic, and I knew nothing about the topic, and they'd go through it, and then I'd write it down. And then I'd show up, you know, 6 months, a year later in Toronto and have 50 topics to ask about. That's how you do it. It's real simple.
Mm.
I just want to just look at the environment. It shows me topics. You never know what kind of interesting thing you'll learn from it. Learning would be, I don't get to a big synthesis, though eventually I can put on a synthesis. I learned so much. But learning is just, a new experience. A new bunch of words were said, and I got this mind effect from it. That's what learning is.
So basically, it's mostly, like you said, the interaction. It's not necessarily trying to find out something about our life or ourselves.
No, you will find out things.
That.
They may not have any staying power, but you'll find out something that your mind will acknowledge or hear or say, that's interesting. You know, your mind automatically reacts to words being said to it.
When you guys first came up with the creation of the RNA drops, did you know before asking on questions about creating the RNA drops that you wanted to create these drops to go under your tongue?
No,
was that
we didn't.
Something that
we were trying to make the D-cell. We tried the D-cell with the Evergreen. So we had the formula. So we presented the D-cell a few months into May 2009, starting in March. So somewhere in there, we asked a few questions about the D-cell, and they basically said, no, you need a 400-pound block. And we're going, what the fuck are you talking about? These are little 1-square-inch cubes of cement, and you're saying we got to make a 400-pound block? He says, he stuck to it. He says, yep, you got to do that. And then also you can't do it the way Joe Dunn Sloan did it because it was too unstable. The environment had air molecules, dirt getting into the bowl of grains he had in the kitchen, sitting on the kitchen counter. So he basically took away our interest in taking it. It just was impossible. He didn't really tell us how to do it. He basically let us realize, well, we don't know what Joe was selling. They seem to work, but Joe's method doesn't work. So we dropped it. Okay, we're not going to make any D-cells. We won't have any more. Mm. And then a year later, after Ion gave us the answer for cancer and cold fusion in April 2010, a client came in and asked about their industry. And Ion started to mention stuff, and we said, well, that sounds like a D-cell. And Ion said, yes. So then Carol and I privately took that information and started to make the D-cell in a new way because this other person had triggered it. So then we found out how to do it, and Ion just said, take some bean sprouts, what did he say, barley, and do this to it rather than that to it. There's a normal way of growing it. And he said, do this sort of different way of growing it and do that. So we got someone to do it. And then they started making stuff. And then other people helped them. And then we got, we were trying to make the D-cell. And all of a sudden this residue powder and No, just mash. Because we're mashing up the barley sprouts, we then took the mash and said, well, what do we do with this? I think one of the people in the lab asked about it. And they said, just squeeze it and make a juice out of it. So we did that. And then we started drinking the juice in November 2010. Then we got talking to Matthew Hurtado, and he said he'd like to sell something. So we said, well, sell this juice. And Ion called them RNA drops. You know, you put them under your tongue. So we started doing that. That's how it started. It was an accident.
Okay. So if we want to create something with Ion or invent something with Ion, we kind of have to have a start of something that we want to create, because you started with the D cell.
You don't have to make rules.
Like, if I have no,
you don't, you're making rules. You don't have to do nothing. You just start asking about Time magazine, how it started in 1922, and you don't know what Ion's going to say to that. And then they might say some, you know, John Huston movie. And then you later go look it up. And then a week later you come back and say, well, could this movie have something to do with that? Or you could say, has this got anything to do with the RNA drops? You know, you could make up the question. Make up connection. That's all you do. I mean, look, we asked about the D-cell and it led nowhere. But then someone else had an issue, and what sounded like D-cell talk happened a year later, and so we, Carol and I, noticed that. So then privately we said, no, wait a minute, you just brought up this thing, what about that? And their answer was, totally unexpected, said, well, take fucking barley and grow it. Barley, what the hell? But we did it, you know what I mean? We didn't know barley would be a way of getting to the D cell, because we're trying to get a water purifier. And then we grew the stupid barley, and nothing astounding about it, other than it needed to be mashed up. Maybe Ion told us to mash it up. And then we said, what do we do with this? And they said, drink it. Squeeze it and drink it. Put it under your tongue as drops. So look, that's how we got into a new world. Totally accidental. And I'm saying everybody else can, who knows what you would trigger or what you would trip us into. And you don't have to, I'm doing this to make something. If that helps you get focused, that's good, but you never know what Ion's going to do. He may frustrate you trying to make that, and then he wants you to find something else to make.
Even just talking to Ion creates, right? Because you said when we talk, like our words create.
Yeah. It's almost like you could have videotape you and Chad talking about something, or make an audio recording and send it to Bill, maybe he'd post it. You know, you guys, like me and Roxy, just talk. And it's usually about things she genuinely is researching. Well, you guys could discuss Ion things or Ion-related things, and then record yourself, and then maybe we'd have that little section on Ion and Bob where you and Jack are talking about stuff, you know, and just record yourself.
I like that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I'm like,
we're always talking about, like, your Ion.
You and Chad are discussing whatever Chad, you know, I'm talking about, not about what to buy at the supermarket, but about Ionic kind of related topic. Record yourself talking, and Bill would probably play it. Because it'd be interesting to hear how Ionettes privately talk about what the fuck's going on here. Make your own diary of what's happening.
That's a really good idea, because all day long I'm always asking Chad questions, and he's always like, I don't know, like, you have to ask Bob, ask Ion. Like, you can't ask me that. Or he'll be like, well, Ion said, and he retains everything Ion says. He's like this, like, Ion recording. So that'd be a really good recording for us, because...
just how Chad I assume Chad would say, I don't know that, or ask Bob. But then you say something, oh, I know about that, and then he'd lay it out for you, right?
Yeah,
you show the variation. No, that'd be good. How would you record yourself? How do you do that?
Just Bob, people can do that on their phone. You can do a simple podcast with an iPad. You can just get an app that records, and you just talk into it, or you could get like
You talk around it like a tape recorder.
Oh,
it'll pick it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's good. So, I didn't know Ion was going to say that. I mean, we do know that Ion left last fall for 6 weeks or whatever it was because it was too boring. And this doesn't speak well for you guys that you got this something approximated something amazing and you can't come up with, you bore it? I mean, that's pretty bad, right?
So, it is.
Together.
Yeah.
It is bad. And, you know, we know that like Mark, the banking guy, the stock guy from San Diego, he should call in more often, but he calls in every few months. He has a whole bunch of questions. He does his research. He goes into it. He makes a good dialogue with Ion.